This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We live in quite the world right now. Inconsistency, it seems, is part of what makes us human. And some inconsistency is still rather striking. For instance, take the modern American leftist who spends so much time and effort hailing the virtues of diversity, yet who spends even more time and energy fulminating about the fact that we're not all the same. Different genders and races and ethnic groups in America don't have the same incomes, aren't equally represented in most occupations, and have different levels of education, business ownership, rates of incarceration, any number of other differences. But this, we're told, is unjust and evil. It is the result of systemic racism or systemic sexism. And to rectify these injustices, we need a government powerful enough to upend existing power structures and bury the arcane notion of individual rights in order to erase the manifestation of these evils and thus achieve equity. That sounded like that's a very wordy way of stating the Constitution's got to go. We've heard a lot lately about false narratives and arguments made without evidence. Front and center has been the case of the Trump loyalists who insist that massive voter fraud cost Trump the 2020 election. Yet many of those who are rightfully insistent on credible evidence when it comes to claims about massive election fraud have a far different attitude when it comes to accusations of systemic racism or sexism. At the San Diego Union, a newspaper, they had a recent survey in California public schools. Black students were suspended at a rate approximately twice the state average. This, according to quoted sources, including a professor involved in conducting the survey, was a result of systemic racism and a manifestation of implicit bias in teachers and school administrators. During the Trump years, we all became accustomed to the press including the phrase, without citing any evidence, in just about any piece regarding claims made by the Trump administration or their allies. And despite no one in the story citing any evidence that racism had anything to do with the reported variances, the author of this article neglected to use the phrase, and no explanation was given to why white people are suspended more frequently than Asians. It's shocking how incurious the press and much of the Democrat Party has become regarding such claims that denigrate many segments of American society simply because they are politically or ideologically satisfying. The supposed solution to the problem of too many black students being suspended is, of course, to send teachers through ideological anti-racist training so that they can recognize their implicit biases and microaggressions. But if the disciplinary issues with black students are not some manifestation of racism by teachers, but rather the result of other issues faced by black youth, will this prescribed course of action actually help black students? And that's the question that's not being asked or answered. Cardinal rule of statistics is that when you are analyzing certain variances between groups, these groups need to be very similar or you need to find a way to control for their differences. When you compare income levels between racial groups, for example, or between the sexes, you need to account for the fact that age, education, work experience, geography, religion, and other cultural factors, these all play a role. And that's easier said than done, as despite popular perception, we don't, thankfully, have vast detailed databases on everyone in the country, and the statistics typically cited in the media are simply averages of aggregate incomes of the groups being compared, which usually are misleading. Going back to San Diego, for example, They just commissioned a study on incomes of city employees, and the simple comparison of average group incomes showed significant differences by race and gender. But when controlled for type of position, overtime worked, and other relevant factors, the study concluded that those variances largely or completely vanished. Thomas Sowell, he's long argued about the perils of ignoring age differences among racial and ethnic groups in this context. The average age of white Americans, for example, is 44 compared to 34 for black Americans. You would expect a group that is 10 years older, entering prime earning years, to have a greater average income than a group that is 10 years younger. AARP recently reported that the Kaiser Family Foundation study showed almost no income gap between white and black people 65 years and older with similar years of education or experience. The top earning ethnic groups in the United States are Indians, as in from India, followed by East Asians, and the highest earners under the white rubric are Jewish. I think Jews could make a fairly persuasive case that they have not been big beneficiaries of white privilege. And there are significant variations in income with broader racial categories. Filipino Americans make a lot more than Thai Americans, for example. And the reasons for this are undoubtedly complex, but it doesn't seem likely that racism is a significant factor. But if we allow more largely poor asylum seekers from Central and South America into the country, the result's likely going to be a decrease in the reported average income of Hispanics. Will this also make us more systemically racist? If that happens, as those who focus on the income gaps will argue. Many other factors have a bearing on the average incomes of groups, from misguided government policies that likely have contributed to the dramatic rise of one-parent black families to the constant narrative of victimhood itself. If America is really a racist place with the deck stacked against black people, what incentive is there for poor black people to risk their life savings, start businesses, or take jobs that may initially pay little more or even less than that available under public assistance? It's like a politician saying elections are rigged and then wondering why turnout among his supporters was less than expected. When you demoralize people, that does have consequences. Charge that America's systemically racist took off in 2020 after the video of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis policeman. But there's never been any evidence that what Chauvin did was based upon Floyd's race, other than the supposition that a white officer would never treat a white person that way. But then there's that argument that's demolished by the fact that a white man in Florida, Timothy Kaufman, died in a similar fashion in 2018. According to the Washington Post, which has been compiling statistics on the subject since 2015, the number of unarmed blacks who died in the hands of police in 2020 was 25. And that's been about the average since 2015, which, by the way, unarmed does not mean not dangerous. Although most of those 25 incidents made national news, only a handful were actually cases of criminal police misconduct. So the facts don't support the underlying Black Lives Matter narrative. And there has been no epidemic of killings of unarmed black people by white supremacist police officers. Most black people are, in fact, opposed to reducing levels of policing in their neighborhoods. So why is there this insistence that only racism is the cause for the ills in minority communities? Why is even questioning this considered racist by the proponents of critical race theory and other social justice warriors? That's because there's a bigger agenda in play here. Only the narrative of systemic racism justifies the drive to not only make the overtly racist, anti-racist training anchored in critical race theory required for employees in certain cities, universities, and businesses, but they also get to ram down some more ideological nonsense down your throat. All in the name of getting rid of your rights. The one problem that they are, also trying to work on concurrently, is the fact that we are a civilian armed nation. But that's no big deal. That right can go too. In their view, that right is perfectly. It's okay to sacrifice your right to self-defense. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know you're getting old when well, I knew I was getting old when I remember when Archie Manning was a rookie in the NFL, and then his sons, Peyton and Eli, came into the league and played their career, and now they've retired. And now I've watched Burgess Owens, who I used to watch play football. Now he is a representative. He is in the United States Congress out of Utah. And he took to the floor of the House of Representatives with a reminder to the politicians pushing gun control. You see, gun control is racist. It is based in racism. It's now, it's also taken on the specter of being part of the caste system. I'll explain that in a minute. But the proposals and the roots of gun control lie in a truly racist past and only serves to further victimize disaffected communities when it's imposed upon them. In 2020, black Americans led the historic gun buying surge, taking self-protection into their own hands by buying firearms at a rate 58% higher than they did in 2019. Welcome, Americans. Welcome. All told, there were more than 21 million background checks for the sale of a gun processed by the NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, including more than 8.4 million first-time buyers. And while Democrats pushed to institute more gun restrictions, Americans' appetite for gun control dropped to the lowest level in years. Now, when he took to the floor to oppose H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, Representative Owen said he received thousands of constituent emails and calls urging a no vote. He said, I absolutely will fight these measures with every tool in my grasp. These rights protect my life, liberty, and property, were granted to me by God, and cannot be taken away from me by D.C. bureaucrats. And then his comments got personal. I grew up in the Deep South at a time when black Americans were unable to defend themselves. After the Civil War, black codes and Jim Crow laws prohibited people of color from owning firearms. As a child, my father witnessed an altercation between his father and a southern white man who thought my grandfather was being disrespectful and threatened to teach him a lesson. But my grandfather was prepared. Without firing his gun on another human being, my grandfather's rights to own a firearm ensured his rights to protect his life, liberty, and property. There's a lot of talk about, should you be able to defend your property? Yes, you should. You should. Property destruction can lead to other things. Ask the McCluskeys what they thought was happening that particular day. Now, in 2020, the coronavirus pandemic, coupled with the community violence and the riots and looting, all of this was widespread in America. Police were stretched thin, criminals were released from jails, and calls to defund the police rang out. You've got a bunch of DAs right now out there in office today who are funded by the Soros Foundation, and they're just letting people go. They're not prosecuting crime. They've raised the bar. In San Francisco, me and you, we could go into business. We just need two shopping carts, and we can go into any store we want to and shoplift $949 a day. And as long as we don't hit $950 in that single theft, we're okay. They're not even going to call. And I mean, what's happening there is businesses are closing because law enforcement's not doing anything for them. The government's not doing anything for them. And when that kind of thing happens to that degree, that's when the price of goods starts to go up. But, yeah, I digress. Black Americans were buying guns because of all of these things that I just described for good reasons. Danielle Campbell, a black American mother in Florida, didn't like what she saw and bought a gun. She said, a lot of us are single mothers. We're learning that we can protect ourselves. We don't have to be victims. I decided I needed to take the safety and security of my family into my own hands. Good for you. Good for you. Another black American woman, Trish Wendt of Pittsburgh, left a local gun show with a new purchase. I have one for home defense and one for carrying. I have kids and we're alone a lot, and it's my responsibility to protect my children. President and founder of the National African American Gun Association, Philip Smith, knows these developments firsthand. The NAAGA saw their membership grow by 2,000 members each day at points during 2020, their normal yearly new membership total being about the same number, 2,000. He said, we've seen a trend of more African Americans choosing to express their Second Amendment rights to own a firearm, especially for personal protection. Black Guns Matter founder Maj Ture, frequent guest here, summed up why he is laser-focused on promoting black gun ownership, gun education, and safety. Of the black American community, he says, people somehow forget that we have the right to defend our lives with firearms. I pick my words very carefully. All gun control is racist. And Maj is absolutely correct. Now, back in D.C., U.S. Senator Cory Spartacus Booker has voiced support for gun control efforts before and will likely support current efforts in the U.S. Senate. He once tweeted, if you need a license to drive a car, you should need a license to buy and possess a gun. His counterpart across the aisle, junior senator of my state, Tim Scott, disagrees. The Second Amendment is fundamental to ensuring freedom and democracy, and it should not be infringed upon. Representative Owens' House colleague, Representative Byron Donalds, Republican from Florida, also came out swinging against the anti-gun bills. He said, Democrats in Washington, D.C. are trying to infringe upon your Second Amendment as we speak with H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446. I will always stand up for law-abiding citizens' right to keep and bear arms because I know gun laws only impact law-abiding citizens, not criminals. As the Biden administration and the congressional Democrats continue their attempts at increased gun control, you, the law-abiding American, no matter what color you are, no matter what your creed, no matter what your ethnic background, no matter where you go to church, you will continue to take your safety and security into your own hands. And this includes Black America. Because the Second Amendment is, if nothing else, it is an American amendment. It is American right. And Americans, all, are entitled to it. Of all the things they're proposing, well, no, that's not even true. That can't be true. Their energy, some of the stuff they're doing on energy is pretty stupid, too. Gun control is the answer to a question that is not a problem. Where they have allowed riots to, you know, in these blue cities, where they've allowed these riots to be out there, where they have restricted the police, where they have defunded the police, where they're, you know, letting criminals out into the streets. Yes, they've had a spike in crime. But that wasn't because law-abiding Americans had guns. It would have been worse had some people not had guns. And we don't know to what degree that's going to be. Because we don't ever hear about that coming out of the fake stream legacy, though, do we? So, yep. Welcome to America. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The crisis on the border has become a humanitarian disaster, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Anytime we're dealing with the massive amount of influx of people coming across the border, that would be a humanitarian crisis and a big challenge. Now, knowing the magnitude of the spread of COVID in these areas, this is occurring during the course of a pandemic and is endangering lives as we speak.
The governor speaking to Fox News. He also reported that 10% of migrants being held at a facility in Midland, Texas, have tested positive for COVID-19. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to have come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all of those allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News. The president and vice president received an update Friday from the CDC on coronavirus variants in the U.S. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S.
This variant, B1.2, was wild type, so been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing the mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. Given what happened in Georgia, of course, President Barack Obama, who is an opportunistic person, to say the least, has come out saying there needs to be more gun control. And once again, just like I was talking about earlier, where, you know, we're in the name of equity, where we're not actually looking at the root problem, what causes this particular group of people to act out or that particular group of people to act out. Gun control is not even a half measure. It's not even a half measure. But I digress. We actually have some details on, you know, this particular individual. Robert Aaron Long, quite the sexually frustrated young man, he decided to make his problem our problem. And he emphasized his point while striking a pandemic coda in ushering in the return of the Nutter gunman by murdering 8 people in Atlanta area massage parlors this week. The description coming from law enforcement was that he was having a bad day after his parents exiled him from the family home for constantly looking at porn. Long rationalizes attacks on the Love Shacks by describing them, in the paraphrasing of the cops, as a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. But so long as young men such as Long exist, temptations such as Young's Asian massage exist. Only a naif or a utopian believes himself capable of eliminating the oldest profession. A patron with a rewards card to happy ending masseuse operations adds another level of irrationality in believing he can abolish the external temptations. But it's not the external temptation that's the problem. It's the temptation that's within himself that's the problem. In pictures, this particular pilgrim wears a beard, which looks as though he pasted hair from other parts of his body onto his face. In an effort to convince himself and others of his masculinity, minus a mustache, He hides behind glasses and under a hat. His lips compress upon one another in a stern expression, best described as a frown fighting a smile into a straight-line stalemate. His eyes appear cold, but not like so many other mass murderers, vacant. And he almost has a reverse mullet with a grown-in shave on the sides and long hair on top. In other words, he was quite the scruffy character. He did not present a particularly eligible bachelor, hence the massage parlors. Already going. He was already in rehab for sex addiction, or excuse me, addiction, not addition. He accelerated the rush of testosterone through massive doses of pornography, and he set himself up for terrible frustration. Many men his age need time to mature physically and socially and to establish themselves financially before they can attract a woman. And presumably he frequented massage parlors in part because he could not win the affections of a young lady. Young males frustrated by pent-up testosterone in a polygamous society that's actually what is an accelerant in Islamic terrorism. And the same accelerant now fuels violence here and there in the West as our society shuffles from what was once a marriage-based civilization towards one in which the data shows the vast majority of single women compete over a small fraction of men, single and otherwise. Then we get delusional women who wonder why their sexual rungs higher on the social ladder occasional sex partner refuses to commit to a relationship, and also to bitter men who refuse to become better men in order to attract the women who bypass them. Evan McGuire explored this for American Spectator in the aftermath of the 2018 van attack on pedestrians in Toronto that killed 10. He wrote that sexually frustrated men have flocked to internet forums such as 4chan and Reddit, where they group together as incels or involuntary celibates in describing the murderous motorists hoping to propel an incel rebellion. They have quite the vernacular in this particular community. The Chads, the Stacys, the Beckys, and the Normies. And if you explain it, the risk of becoming as warped as the author of those terms. Elliot Rogers, out of Santa Barbara. He targeted pretty girls and the jocks they preferred to him in his murder spree in Santa Barbara. On his YouTube manifesto, he said, "I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me, but I will punish you all for it. It is an injustice, a crime, because I don't know what you don't see in me. I'm the perfect guy, but yet you throw yourselves at all these obnoxious men instead of me, the supreme gentleman." Even Columbine, on some level, occurred because two outcasts despised the jocks, enjoying better social options than themselves. When they went in, one of the things that the witness heard them say was, "All the jocks stand up, we're going to kill you." Warfare, celibate orders, and monogamous marriage stood among the institutions in history that mitigated the problems that arise from pent-up testosterone. Herodotus tells us that in Babylonia, every native woman is obliged once in her life to sit at the temple of Venus and have intercourse with some stranger, which would have no doubt been pleasing to Mesopotamians like Elliot Rogers and Robert Aaron Long. Closer to our time, Charles Marx's precursor, Charles Fourier, a lonely Frenchman who traveled to the mailbox daily in search of a check from a wealthy benefactor that never came, promised a sexual minimum wage in his complex communism of the phalansteries that mesmerized the American left of the 1830s and 40s. He called for the empowerment of a court of love to match people to others suited for their particular passions. And Fourier, who believed his interests, which he called Safinianism, never heard of that before in my life, occurred in just 33 of every million men that spent the court linking them up with girl-on-girl action. Then there was Jerry Humphrey Noyes, instructed by God or perhaps some other supernatural being, to bed his best friend's wife, develop Bible communism, then instituted complex marriage, the idea that everybody marries everybody, this guaranteed noise, that his older friends, a steady stream of much younger partners. But the free left seemed more of a rapey dictatorship to others, particularly in the arrival of future presidential assassin Charles Yeteau, a five-year resident of Noyes' Oneida community, whose odors and strange manner greatly offended the women matched with him. There's been other cults, from the Manson family to the People's Temple to the Branch Davidians, all use the power of sex to control women, keep men in line, or reward rulers who might otherwise find themselves deprived of their wants. Men burdened by these sexual compulsions and unburdened by basic morality can do horrible things, whether by impulse, like Mr. Long, or by design, like Mr. Noyes, when they find their wants thwarted by the custom or the sexual marketplace. And there's no easy solution that exists. Command pretty ladies a la Fourier and Noyes to take one for the team by cozying up to the extreme nerds. Good luck with that. And we live in an era where a sizable portion of single young women lack self-respect, but exude egotism in which they imagine themselves as queens and won't settle until they find their king who checks the 79 required boxes. 6'2", millionaire, got abs, that kind of thing. So then the frustrations of young males fueled by porn who lack non-pixelated women in their lives likely grows worse. A difficult solution exists for young men on the outside looking in to be better, to improve. Find motivation in heretofore unrealized dreams. This kind of a killing is a very complex thing. It is not something that can be solved with something as simple and knee-jerk as gun control. Never is going to be solved that way. Underlying issues are a big deal. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Let's do this one more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour.
I want to call this particular segment, Do You Remember the Time? Based on a Michael Jackson title of the same song. Do they still play Michael Jackson's music? Do they still play his music? Anyway. Like, do you remember the time about Poly 80? At about 5 to 5:30 a.m. back on the 10th of December, the ATF raided the corporate headquarters of Polymer 80 located in Dayton, Nevada. Fake news media outlet CNN had been notified in advance of the raid. They were operating on a novel legal theory, the idea that parts in proximity to 80% receivers constituted firearms, sort of like they were one of the... the T-1000 Terminators, they just come back together. According to a very reliable source, two computers were taken, more or less, as some peripherals may have been taken as well. The computers were to be returned on the 11th of December once the ATF had taken images of the data on the computers. No product was taken at all virtually. They were looking for buy, build, shoot kits, BBS. None were found because none were in stock. Now, we heard a great deal about them contacting the ATF, contacting customers that had bought these kits. That makes it sound like they were, multiple black limousines pulled out there with guys dressed in black, wearing black sunglasses, knocking on doors. Hello, did you buy a BBS kit? No, that's not what happened. They called Brownells.com. Brownells does not sell BBS kits. So, consequently, they found none at Brownells. they went to a Polymer 80 employee's residence in another state and without a warrant, bullied their way inside and took a BBS kit the employee had. Now, the ATF legal theory here, that parts in proximity to an 80% receiver constitute a firearm, is brand spanking new legal ground. It's quite the fresh hell to consider. The fact no product was taken and no cease and desist order was issued may indicate that they were on very shaky legal ground. So, Polymer 80, at the time of this raid, had ATF determination letters showing that Polymer 80 products are not firearms. So then we get this proximity reading. This is what it's about. So proximity to parts apparently makes them guns, even though they have a few steps they got to go through to actually be assembled. So what is the proximity? Like, can we social distance? How close is too close? 6 inches, 6 feet. If the product is ordered in two separate packages, then delivered by a shipper, and left on a doorstep on top of one another, has the delivery person committed a felony by delivering a firearm? If two packages come together in the U.S. mail, does that violate USPS protocols against shipping pistols through the mail? Now, the DOJ does not plan to contest a lawsuit from California saying that 80% receivers should be legally considered firearms. This could lead to a legal settlement whereby the law is changed without any change in either regulation or statute. And that has been a favorite tactic of environmental and labor groups for a long time. But Polymer 80 will file, they're going to file continued legal actions against the ATF for harm rendered to the company. But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how this is going to develop. Raids such as this have been hinted at in reports of conferences between the ATF higher echelon and then-candidate Joe Biden as part of his desire to attack firearms ownership in the United States. The complete systemic failure of the legal battles contesting the 2020 election procedures in Texas versus Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania should frighten and motivate us into continued and robust political action. Absolutely, without a doubt. So we're already divided into two opposing camps, and this sort of raid by the ATF throws gasoline on the fire of civil distrust. So we shouldn't forget this. We should remember this. And it's hard to think of something which would do more to convince conservatives that the deep state is not to be trusted than questionable law enforcement against gun manufacturers even before a real change in the government, a change in statutes, or even a change in a bureaucratic rule. That's part one. Part two. Do you remember that time? And remember, this was all happening concurrently. Do you remember that time when the ATF suddenly withdrew guidance on the stabilizing brace for the AR-15 pistols? Guidance, this all happened in December, by the way, guidance on what constitutes stabilizing braces was published by the ATF on 18 December 2020. And it seemed less than objective with a "we will know it when we see it" quality. 5 days later, December 23rd, the deputy director of the ATF, Marvin Richardson, signed a withdrawal of the guidance. It was withdrawn pending further Department of Justice review. Probably because they were instructed prior to issuing that first guidance not to mess with this. Not to mess with this. The document said, upon further consultation with the Department of Justice and the Office of the Deputy Attorney General, ATF is withdrawing pending further Department of Justice review the notice and request for comments entitled Objective Factors for Classifying Weapons with Stabilizing Braces. As explained in the notice, the proposed guidance was not a regulation. The notice informed and invited comment from the industry and the public on a proposed guidance prior to issuing a final guidance document. The withdrawal of the guidance does not change any law, regulation, or other legally binding requirement. Here we had a moment where the DOJ told the ATF, do you guys remember this whole chain of command thing? You remember how this works? There was previous guidance from the DOJ to the ATF not to change regulations without checking with the DOJ. Now, some might have interpreted this slap on the wrist as a reminder of the official pecking order, chain of command, hierarchical structure. And the ATF could have held off on these announcements for a couple of months. And it's difficult to see where it could have made much difference, because in all the smoke and confusion and drama ongoing with the stolen election at the time, people were hypersensitive to everything going on at the moment. And they probably didn't gain or lose any points in the Biden-Harris administration by simply waiting a bit. They wouldn't have had that happen. The ATF is not really impressive when it comes to the way they do things. They lack strategic planning. Or they don't really even have a simple understanding of how to play the bureaucratic game in Washington, D.C., most of the time, with a bureaucracy, if they will simply wait and do nothing, they will find that an opportunity will present itself, as it always does. Take, for example, what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about Barack Obama looking for guns. Barack Obama was always ready to roll out gun control. And this is the thing about gun control. If gun control is a good idea during a rampage killing, it's a good idea all the time. But it's not a good idea all the time. And it's not a good idea during a rampage killing. Now, right now, you've got a bunch of Asian, there's been a lot of Asian American crime, which is the way they're characterizing what happened in Atlanta as well. You know, you can sit back and play the what-if game, and I do. And one of the biggest parts of the what-if game is I sit back and I wonder, what if people had understood that they have to be their own first responder? And this is not a gender thing. I speak to ladies all the time that are, you know, they're more than willing to take up weapons, to learn the art, to learn the skill. So it's not a matter of that. All of these, those two items right there were just simply a matter of intimidation. It meant to draw out some things and see what's going to happen and see what we'll take, just like the masking thing. All of these are probes. One day, unfortunately, it's going to be more than a probe. Like if they pass H.R. 1, that's going to be more than a probe. H.R. 1 is the most dangerous bill I've ever seen before. That will end the Federal Republic if it passes. That will be the line in the sand. I don't think I'm going to be able to sit back for that one. But we'll see what develops. And we'll be back next weekend. In the meantime, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.